Isikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amathono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolesithathu mhla ka 17 zibandlela 2018 ngoGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ama textbook awe curriculum enja akatholakali. Njalo uhulumende ubelokhu engakaze awahambisela kuma bookshops. Abaka ECD yaje sisithi bayethenga ama workbook bebesithi abatholi kuma bookshops because upublisher la lokhu engakaze awahambise khona ngale.
Ingwalo zabafundi bezinga eliphansi ezilandela uhlelo olutsha lokufundiswa kwabantwana i-new curriculum lokhu zingatholakali ezikolo kanye lezitolo.
Ngibuye ezweni lase-South Africa ngisezweni lokuzalwa kithi khonalalapha kokheme. Ngemva kokubuya kwami ngizile ngizolungisa nezincwadi zami nje konke nje ngoba kwamanje ngibhizi ngakho ngiphansi phezulu kanjalo.
Izakhamizi zezansi yemandebeleni ezihlala kwele South Africa sezithethe ithuba lokungezelelwa kwesikhathi sokubhalisela ukuvota ukulungisa incwadi zazo zokuzalwa lezithupha qede lapho zihle zibhalise ukuvota. Kuphuma inkuthazo yokuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa labanye bakhe kumele bamiswe emthethwendaba wamazwi womhlaba owe-International Criminal Court kumbe i-ICC ngamacala abo okuhlukumeza abantu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye izozizwa kulomsakazo. Ingwalo zabafundi bezinga eliphansi ezilandela uhlelo olutsha lokufundiswa kwabantwana i-new curriculum lokhu zingatholakali ezikolo kanye lezitolo kulandela ukuguqulo kwayo eminyakeni emibili edluleyo lugatsha lwezemfundo. Ubathabele Masuku usethulela lolu daba.
Ababalisi kanye labazali basebethabile ngokususwa kukamnumzana Lazarus Dokora ukuba ngumphathintambo wezemfundo ukuthi li-curriculum ayiseyikulandelwa, kodwa bamangaliswa ngumphathintambo omutsha laye esesithi izolandela njengokubekwa kwayo. Bonke bakhala ngokuthi ayizwisiseki osokubangwa ngamandla langokuphuza kokuphuma kwengwalo zakhona. Unkosazana Miriam Siwela, ongumbalisi, uthi bahlangana lobunzima kakhulu ngenxa yokuthi ingwalo azikatholakali.
Njengababalisi, uhlupho esihlangana nalo nge-curriculum le enja ngama-textbook. Ama-textbook awe-curriculum enja akatholakali. Njalo uhulumende ubelokhu engakaze awahambisela kuma-bookshops. Abaka ECD yaje sisithi bayethenga ama-workbook bebesithi abatholi kuma-bookshops because upublisher la lokhu engakaze awahambise khona ngale and besifuna wona la awe college press.
Umongameli wenhlanganiso yababalisi bemaphandleni e-Association of Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, umnumzana Obet Masaraure, uthe ukusweleka kwengwalo lokhu kubulala kakhulu abafundi abasezikolo zemaphandleni abangenelisi ukuthola ezinye indlela.
Indlela i-new curriculum le abayifake ngayo igcwele ungaqoqeki kakhulu, so kubangele ama problems amaningi ikakhulu ebantwaneni abasebancane obo grade 1 kusiya ku grade 4 labantwana laba basemakhaya olapongela khona amabhuku lalokho okusetshenziswayo ukuthi befunde. Kubangelwa ukuthi i-government azange yafaka ama measures ukuthi kube khona ispecial ama books.
Abazali abaningi bathi ukusweleka kwengwalo sokubadalela indleko eziningi, njalo ukusweleka kwazo ezikolo kutshengisa ukuthi uhulumende wayevele engahlelanga kuhle ekuqaleni. Unkosikazi Anele Mthethwa uthe kuyisimanga kibo ukuthi abantwana bafunda njani njengoba ababalisi bengelangwalo njalo zingatholakali ezitolo.
Hlupho lwama-textbook ukuthi abazali sokumele sizithengele thina ama-textbook. Ama-textbook angikhona njalo ayadula kakhulu okusuka kube nzima lakithi ukuthi siwakwanise ukuwanelisa wonke ukuwathola. Edula enjalo amanye atholakali kuma-bookshops. Ngakho-ke kusuka sifake imibuzo eminingi ukuthi nje abantwana last year bafundile leyo new curriculum ama textbook angkhona engikho la khathe sifutha wakho ngoba amanye angkhona ema bookshop vele atholakale ukutshengulumende kaka wakhiphi phela ukuthi abantwana bakhona ukusebenzisa ngoba khathe siyazibuza lokufunda kwangkhona ukuthi bafunda njani kusuka kube nzima ngoba abantwana into okufanele bazifunda khona lapho kulawo ma textbook.
Uhlelo lokufundisa abafundi olutsha olwe new curriculum lwethulwe ngomnyaka ka-2016 lwasolwa nguZulu ngoba ababalisi labo lokhe bengakwazi ukufundisa izifundo ezimunyethwe yilo. Njalo ingwalo kunye lokunye okudingakalayo akuzange bakutholiswe ezikolo kuze kube lalamhla. Izikolo ezisemaphandleni yizo ezisalele emuva kakhulu ezifundweni lezi. Abogatsha lwezemfundo balile ukuphendula imibuzo ephathelane le-curriculum le kanye nodubo lokungatholakali kwengwalo. Ngimele iStudio 7, ngikobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Umsakazo weStudio 7 uthanda ukuthatha leli thuba lokubonga lina balaleli bethu ngokusisekela okweminyaka yonke le. Njalo sizimisele ukulethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe insuku zonke. Sithanda njalo ukulazisa kubana sesengezelele inhlelo zethu. Sesilohlelo ngo-6:30 ekuseni phezu kwalolo oluphuma ngo-7:30 ntambama. Lilakho ke usixhuma kusukusela ngomvulo siya ngolwesihlanu umagagasi athi 909 medium wave la ku short wave ku 4930 13860 15460 15580 la ku 6080. Lingakhohlwa njalo uhlelo lwe live talk kusukusela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu ngo 8 PM ntambama.
Umkokeli womkhankaso obizwa ngokuthi Complete Knockdown of Establishment Campaign, CKD Campaign, uphatheke njalo kwezombusazwe uManjinela Gustav Kativu uthi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa labanye bakhe kumele basiwe emthethwandaba wamazwe wonke owe-International Criminal Court kumbe i-ICC bayethoniswa njalo bajeziswe phezu kwamacala abo wokuhlukumeza abantu. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba.
UKativu wenze lesi sicelo emhlanganweni lentathelo zindaba eMedia Center eHarare esithi akaboni imithethandaba yaseZimbabwe isanelisa ukumthonisisa uMnangagwa labanye abangabangane bakhe lezihlobo. Wakubeka sobala ukuba ukususwa kobe ngumongameli esikhundleni uMnumzana Robert Mugabe bekuyikusungulwa nje komsebenzi wokuguqula isimo sezombusazwe elizweni. Ukhuthaza uZulu ukuba angaze alalise inkophe eyengwayilabo asebahluthuna intambo zombuso okubalisa yena uMnangagwa lomsekeli wakhe uRetired General Constantino Chiwenga ethi bayafana nje loMgabe.
My friend symbolizes all the victims of Gukurahundi.
Maye futhi abangane bami ngitsho bonke abahlukunyezwa ngesikhathi seGukurahundi, abafela ezombusazwe, abahlukumezwa ngesikhathi sokhetho luka 2000, 2002, 2005, 2013, Operation Akutoku, Yaguchiatu, Urashue Kuja, Tichawana Chiminya, Talent Mabika, Itai Tamara, Nabani Abasunya Zagawusu, Abani Babu Balasegera Impiru, Ufaz, Obatola, and the Catholic Commission Justice and Peace, Babu Komba, Uti, Mnangagwa, Uperens Shiri, Labani Abawuz Kunda, the Pizu, Babagubutu, Uba Yibo Avenza Ludunia Wuzud.
Ukati Vuti, Ubonek Fanele, asungule lomkhankaso ngemva kokukhululwa kwakhe entolongweni mhla ka-8 Zibandlela, wanikeza ithuba lokuhlawula imali yesibambiso i-bail esetheswa icala lokuphazamisa ukuthula ngemva kokutshengisela kwakhe eyedwa ephethe ibhakana ebelikhuluma ngokuthi uMnangagwa wabulala umngane wakhe ngesikhathi somhlangano we-ZANU-PF Special Congress ngompalakazi nyakenye. Ukhuthaza uZulu weZimbabwe lomhlaba wonke ukuba aphatheke ekusayineni lincwadi yezikhalazo etholakala ebulenjini ukhankasela ukusiwa kwaMnangagwa labanye bakhe edalele ICC. Kodwa abakhulumisane lalo msakazo okubalisa intatheli zindaba uHenry Mateo bethi okwenziwa nguKativu kuyikuhumana nje.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe jikelele ngobuningi bazo yizo ezimele zikhulume ukuthi laba bantu abasibusayo khona manje kasibafuni ngoba balamachala kumele baye international baye ku international criminal court khona le Netherlands not ukuthi ukukhulunywe lomuntu oyi-1 umuntu owahlala e-Middle East weminyaka eyi-10 years ese-Middle East nguye osebuya namhlanje esekhulume ukuthi hayi umnangagwa olamachala kumele aye international criminal court.
Umphathi ntambo wezemithetho umnumzana Ziyambi Ziyambi uthi kungeke kwenzakala okuthiwa ngukhathivu ukukhankasela ukusiwa kwenkokheli yelizwe edale le-ICC. UZiyambi Ziyambi uthi akulula njengalokhu ukhathivu akubeka ngakho ukusa inkokheli phambi kwaleli dale ngoba kule ndlela yakhona elandelwayo ebalisa ukuzihlolisisa izehlakalo okukhulunywa ngazo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumavis Gama.
Izakhamizi zeZansi emaNdebeleni ezihlala kwele South Africa sezithethe ithuba lokungezelelwa kwesikhathi sokubhalisela ukuvota ngaphansi kwehlelo lwe-BVR ukuba balungisise incwadi zabo zokuzalwa lezithupha qede lapho zihle zibhalise ukuthola ilungelo lokuvota kukhetho olukhangelelwe ukuthi luzaqhutshwa lonyaka. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseMangwe.
Izakhamizi zeMangwe ezisebenzela eSouth Africa ziphakathi kokulungisa incwadi zokuzalwa lezithupha ukuba zenelise ukubhalisa ukuvota ngaphansi kohlelo lwe-BVR lona oselengwezelwele isikhathi. Ngokufanayo kokheme village kuward 6 eMangwe, izakhamizi ezisebenzela eSouth Africa leBotswana lazo ziphakathi kokubhalisa ukuvota. Umnumzana Thulani Moyo osebenzela eSouth Africa uthi uze ekhaya ukuba enelise ukulungisa incwadi zakhe zokuzalwa lesithupha ukuze ayebhalisa ukuvota.
Ngibuye ezweni laseSouth Africa. Kube kuhle konke okuyenzakala nje, kube kuhle. Siyakujabulela mpela. Hayi ukuvota bengakabhalisi. Kwamanje mpanjisamba nje izincwadi zami, salungisa incwadi ngazo nje njengamanje. Hayi khona abantembisi ukushuthi ngayenzakala nje lamhlanje belale nje ayisebenzisele incwadi zabo ibhethi nesithupha konke bengakabi nakho.
Isakhamuzi sakokheme umnumzana Alec Ndebele uthe incwadi zokubhalisa ukuvota ulazo kodwa kaselathemba lempumela yokhetho ngoba abezombusazwe abagcwalisi izithembiso zabo.
Isizathu sokuthi ngabhalisi ukuvota indaba yokuvota nje nama-politicians angisayithembi, phelelwe yithemba kuma-politicians kahle kahle ngoba into basithembisa abenzi lutho. Okunye wonke nje izikhalazo zethu aziyindawo, siyamukela nje ukubuya phezulu but bathi uhulumene yithi abantu mase sibanikeze zethu izizathu hayi abazibambi.
Ethi amabandla ezombusazwe asemaningi kakhulu ngasazi ukuthi loma angaze abhalise uyavotela bani njalo lo mbuso webutho awubajabulisi.
And into leyo has been happening for isikhathi eside kusukela 1980 kwenziwa nje into eyi-1 loba singaba ne-MP ephuma khonapho ku-ewadini baningi impela kodwa-ke into abayenza yafana bonke. Okunye okusimangazayo yinamba yama-political parties maningi esizibuza khona ukuthi why bengahlangani.
Umsekeli womqoqi wenhlelo zebandla lezaphu umnumzana Ndodana Moyo ukhuthaza abantu ukuba bayebhalisa baphinde baze ukuzovota.
Ngikhuthaza abantu bezigaba ukuthi bangakhathali ukuya register ukuthi babe lelungelo lokuvota ngoba iningi labo bakhala ngokuthi kababoni mtshintsho bangaze bavote sebekhathile. Ngaphandle kokuyavota okuyinto eqakatheke kakhulu eyiyo eyalwelwa ngobaba labomama i-one man one vote, asikhangeleni njalo kweze-development ukuthi elizweni constitutionally sile 210 ama-constituencies okutsho ukuthi ma sekukhangelwa ngezigaba sekulungiswa kutsha ama-constituencies silakho ukulimala kwezigaba abantu abangarejistanga khona.
evumelana lomoyo umgcini sihlalo webandla lezapho emathebheleleni South umnumzana Matthew Sibanda ukhuthaze abesifazana ethi kabasukumeli phezulu endabeni ezinje ukuba bayebhalisa baphinde baqunye isibindi bangene labo kwezombuso welizwe ezikhundleni ezikhona ukuze kube lentuthuko ezigabeni.
Bengikhuthaza ukuthi omama abazibone labo bengabantu abalomlando okungena kwi-leadership njengabantu abazeleyo abahelelwayo 9 months.
I-commission ebona ngezokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission yengezelele isikhathi sokubhalisa ukuvota ngaphansi kohlelo lwe-BVR osekunikeze ithuba kuzizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisebenzela phandle kwelizwe ukuba zenelise ukubhalisa ukuvota kunye labalabazali abasuka kwamanye amazwe bezalelwe kuleli uhlanganisa labathola incwadi zokuzalwa lezithupha ngeva kokuba ababhalisa ukuvota sebedlule eziqintini zabo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMangwe, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ngakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama kumakakazi athi 909 AM lawe shortwave 4930 6065 la ku 15460 kHz frequencies. ULive Talk lamuhla kuhlelo lwezizalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala kwamanye amazwe ule Diaspora Forum sibuka ngokubhalisa kugwalo lwabalelungelo lokuvota kwabahlala kwamanye amazwe. Kambe ababhalisele ukuvotwa bazabuyela na ekhaya bayevota? Thumelani imeseji yenu kunombolo ethi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Singangeni esigabeni esilandelayo wathi sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe. Kulabadabuka emazweni akuzwekazi le-Afrika abayinkulungwane lamakhulu amane abahlangane abahlengwe emkhunjini wolwandle kwele-Libya ngemva kokugenquka komkhumbi obukade ubathwele bezama ukuyangena emazweni awe-Europe okungekho emthethweni. Amapolisa akwele-Italy abike ukuba ngaphandle kwabasinde engozini le afumene izidumbu ezimbili. Abantu abayisikhombisa badujulwe babulawa ngamapolisa wele Neymar kudlakela oluqhamuke lapho amapolisa abezama ukuchitha khona umbuthano wabantu abakade bezotshengisa usekelo lwabo umbuso wamakhosi we-Arakan esabelweni seRakhine. Namhla ke kuhlelo lwethu lapho sikhangela khona ngezalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe, uChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxa lomnumzana Ishmael Hlabangane osehlala kwele South Africa okweminyaka engamajumi elijumi lambili.
ESouth Africa ngifike ngo-2006.
Wenzani khona ngapho eSouth Africa?
Ngisebenza eLot. La engafika ngaqala khona ukusebenza up to now angaze ngishintshe ngendawo ngaphandle kokuthi ngisebenzele yona i-hospitality.
Ungasitshela ngamafitshane ukuthi impilo yakhona ngapho eSouth Africa uyibona njani nxa uqathanisa le eZimbabwe?
Yona impilo yaseSouth Africa iyahlaleka but emzini womunye umuntu ungeke uthi khona kuhle, kodwa ngendaba zokuthi imali siyayisebenzela siyayithola akufani ukuthi uma useZimbabwe uyasebenza imali ukuthi khona siyakunika u-half nasande kusasa sikunike le. Khona kuyahlaleka kodwa emzini ongasiwo wakho ungeke ube comfortable ngoba kunama-conditions okuya kufanele ukuthi ungafiki khona amanye kuyefika khona.
Manje ngokubona kwakho ubona ungani uzahlala kuze kube nini khona ngapha eSouth Africa?
Mina ekuhlaleni kwami bese ngikhangelele ukuthi nxa ukuthi kunoshintsho olwenzakalayo like njengoba sikhangelele ukushintsha kwa-president last year, I'll give myself like let's say 3 years. If there is something esishintshile then I'll go back there. ngoba khona ke ngisho ukuthi emzini womunye umuntu ungeke ujabule njengoba usemzini wakho.
Uthethe yini njalo ulabantwana bangayo?
Nginabantwana abawu-2. Yebo ngithethe.
Unkosikazi ngoyekhaya kumbe ngowakhona ngapho emzini?
Hayi ngoyekhaya, sibuka sonke nje endaweni wanelibhani.
Akusitshele ngalabo abathathayo khona ngapho eSouth Africa. Sizwa kuthiwa abalutshwana kakhulu abeZimbabwe bakhetha njengawe ukuthi uzithathele umuntu wekhaya. Ukubona njani wena khona?
Mina ngeke ngikhulumele abantu abaningi baba, kodwa ibona ngathi umuntu wonke uyenza into ayithandayo, but mina umuntu ovele engamthatha umuntu engivele engathi ngisiza ngithuka ekhaya ngisiza ngapha ngavele sengimthethe. So angizange ngibe lenye indlela ukuthi kumbe ngibe lokunye engikwenzayo engathi izinto ekwenza kanje. But ebantwini umuntu omunye baningi abafowethu engibaziyo umuntu oshadileyo umuntu wala eSouth Africa, abanye kuba nama-problems kodwa abanye nje kuba right. Even abanye abashade abantu bekhaya kuba ama-problems ngoba ukhona omunye umfowethu naye obele problem washada i-white wedding like njengathi kodwa wawuthethe besebefika la eSouth Africa kwakuya kwaka le problem. So nje kuyadiphenda nje ukuthi liphilisana kanjani lihloniphana okunganani.
Hhayi kuyezwakala, ungavalela isiZulu.
Hayi ngiyabonga nami ukuthi ngime ngingene ehlelweni oluqakatheke kangaka. Ngibafisela abantu bonke umnyaka omuhle njengoba nje saqala umnyaka. Abantu bonke baziphathe kahle, bonke abashayelayo, bonke nje abantu bayiphathe kahle bonke laba abakhona.
Umnumzana Ishmael Hlabangani, isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa okweminyaka engaba lijumi lambili. Ubekhuluma lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 ecingweni eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Ele Botswana seliqalile uhlelo lokubumba iziqondiso zomthetho ojonge ukuvikela amalungelo ezisebenzi ezivela kwamanye amazwe olwe immigrant workers policy. AbeZimbabwe abakunani eliphezulu lezisebenzi zokuza kwele Botswana balamukele ngenjabulo lelinyathela. Intatheli izindaba yeStudio 7 uMartin Ngwenya usidulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
IBotswana noma nje ingelinye lamazwe amukela inani eliphezulu lezisebenzi eziphuma ikakhulu emazweni angomakhelwane belingelamthetho okhangela amalungelo ezisebenzi lezi, inhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba e-United Nations Human Rights Council yanikeza iBotswana imali engaphezu kwesigidi samapula i-1.3 million ngomnyaka ka-2015 ukuze kusungulwe ukulotshwa komthetho yezisebenzi zokuza i-migrant workers policy. IBotswana ilobele i-United Nations ngaphansi komhlangano osaqhubeka eGeneva kwelesiswaland ukuthi izimisele ukuphetha uhlelo lomthetho ngesiphangiphangi. Umphathintambo wogatsha olubona ukungena lokuhlala kwezisebenzi ezivela kwamanye amazwe umnumzana Edwin Batsu useGeneva lapho atshele khona umhlangano we-United Nations Human Rights Council Universal Peer Review ukuthi basendleleni ukuloba umthetho ovikela izisebenzi zokuza. AbeZimbabwe kwele Botswana sebawamukele lo mthetho abanye besithi kade wawufunakala ikakhulu kukhangela ukuthi kade kusetshenzwa kungela mthetho obavikelayo.
It's a good development ngoba this will go a long way in protecting ama rights of migrant workers. Ngoba as we speak akula mthetho obavikelayo kumbe ocacayo ukuthi kumele baphathwe njani.
Umnumzana David Ndlovu okusifundo zokuba ligqwetha elwela amalungelo oluntu uthi laye uyawamukela lokhu.
It's a move in the right direction, particularly to thousands of Zimbabweans abasebenza eBotswana. In light of our cases, our ill treatment. Kumele kube clear ukuthi amalungelo awo yini.
Umhlangano obanjwe eGeneva ophela ngempelaviki uzakhanyela isithembiso esifana lasona lesi seBotswana esi-migrant workers policy kanye lezinye eziningi ezivela kwamanye amazwe. Amazwe angaphansi kwenhlanganiso ye-United Nations azathola amathuba okubuza imibuzo ngenhlelo lezithembiso ezenziwe ngamalunga ajiyeneyo. Olunye udaba eleBotswana ekhandwe lokuthi liphendule umbuzo phezu kwalo ngolokho esisula kwesigwebo sokulengisa. NginguMartin Ngwenya owendaba zeStudio 7 ngiseGaborone kweleBotswana.
Wezemidlalo, iqembu elimela eZimbabwe emdlalweni kakhilikithi linqobe eSri Lanka nge-12 runs emdlalweni wesibili womncintiswano we-Tri Nations Series oqhutshelwa elizweni laseBangladesh. uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba.
Iqembu leZimbabwe yilo liqale ukutshaya ibhola lathola amaranza angamakhulu amabili lamachumi ayithoba munemunye 290 lilahlekelwe ngabadlali abayisithupha kuma-overs angamachumi amahlanu. UHamilton Masakadza kanye loSikhanda Raza abadlale indima enkulu ekubutheleleni kweZimbabwe inani elithe xaxa njengoba uMasakadza ethole amaranza angamachumi ayisikhombisa lantathu kuthi uRaza uthole amaranza angamachumi ayithoba munembili lanye. Iqembu laseSri Lanka lithe seliphendula lalalihlekelwa ngabadlali bonke selibuthelele amaranza ngamakhulu amabili lamachumi ayisikhombisa lathoba munembili 278 kusele amabhola alichumi lanye uba lifikise ama-overs angamachumi amahlanu. Umdlali weqembu leZimbabwe uTendai Chatara uthethe ama-wickets amane abadlali baseSri Lanka. Emdlalweni wakuqala umncintiswano odlalwe ngomvulo iqembu leZimbabwe linqotshwe kabuhlungu ngama-wickets ayithoba munembili ngele Bangladesh. Njalo ukapteni walo Graham Cremer uthi namhla badlale ngokuzimisela okukhulu ukuze bephumelele.
Siqale kuhle kakhulu ekutshayeni kwethu ibhola nxa sikhangele indlela abadlali ababalisa uHamilton Masakadza, uSolomon Mire kanye loSikhanda Raza abadlale ngayo, njalo kutshengisa ukuzimisela kwethu njengabadlali ukunqoba ngalolu hlobo ngemva kokuba sinqontshwe kabuhlungu emdlalweni wethu wakuqala.
URaza nguye umdlali okhethwe ukuba nguye odlale ukwedlula abanye. Umncintiswano uqhubekela phambili ngolwesihlanu lapho iqembu leSri Lanka elizadibana khona lele Bangladesh, kuthi ngesonto mhla zingamachumi amabili lanye iqembu leZimbabwe lizanqikelana njalo leSri Lanka. Mhla zingamachumi amabili lantathu ngolwesibili iqembu leZimbabwe lizadlala lele Bangladesh, kuthi ngolwesine mhla zingamachumi amabili lanhlanu iqembu leBangladesh lizadlala leSri Lanka. Amaqembu amabili azabuthelela imiklomelo eminingi yiwo azadibana kufinali mhla zingamachumi amabili lesikhombisa. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngokobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Ingoma kaMadlela uSikhobokhobo khonapha kodwa singakehlukani ukuthi sikhangele ezinye indaba ebezikhokhela. Ingwalo zabafundi bezinga eliphansi ezilandela uhlelo olutsha lokufundiswa kwabantwana i-new curriculum lokho zingatholakali ezitolo kanye lezikolo. Izakhamizi zezansi emaNdebeleni ezihlala kule South Africa sezithethe ithuba lokungezelelwa kwesikhathi sokubhalisela ukuvota ukulungisa incwadi zabo zokuzalwa lezithupha qethe lapho zihle zibhalise ukuvota. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu namhlanje. Olivalelisa ngenjabulo ngumthembo sithembayo uGibbs Dube kunjalo Zulu.
Si
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.